Are you ready to start living richer? Well, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Live Richer podcast, hosted by Jamie Catmull, a podcast created for people to challenge and manage their ideas of wealth, culture, and money across the world, bringing you the best personal finance advice to make more, save more, and live richer. Now, here's your host, Jamie Catmull.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Live Richer podcast. I have a very special guest with me today. She's the CMO of Ally Bank, Andrea Brimmer. How are you doing today, Andrea?
I'm doing great, Jamie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you? You said you're doing great. What made it so great?
Well, you know what? I've had a good day. I got a lot done today. I've been very, very on it. And when I get a lot accomplished, it makes it a good day.
Well, you're the CMO of Ally Bank. You're a busy woman. Did you always think you would become a CMO of a major bank?
Absolutely, positively, no. I still kind of laugh about it to this day. I never thought I'd be a CMO. It was just never, honestly, in my career arc. I spent 20 years at an advertising agency before I came to what is now Ally. And really thought my entire career would be spent in the advertising agency world. So being a CMO of a bank was definitely not on the roadmap.
So what was your dream? What did you want to be?
Well, if I could have been anything in the world, it would have been a professional soccer player. And then second, I think a rock star. But neither one of those came to fruition. You know, it's funny. I always loved advertising and marketing from a young age. And my dream was really to work in the advertising industry and to work on an iconic account and go really far in the agency space. And so the shift to the brand side and the shift to come over to what at the time was GMAC prior to us becoming Ally was really a bit of a hard left that I had never had anticipated taking.
So why'd you do it?
It was an unbelievable opportunity for me. And this is a good, you know, like life lesson. I took a pay cut and a demotion and I came over to GMAC. This was in the middle of the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. And the call I got was, hey, we are going to create a new company from the ground up and we need somebody to help us rebrand this company. We're going to create a really unique value proposition in the market. We're going to go to market in a really different way. Do you want to come and be a part of it? We have nobody in marketing today. We're going to build the marketing organization from the ground up. And I thought, I'll never get another opportunity like this in my life. I get to go be part of a well-capitalized startup. And I just thought it was an incredible opportunity. And I thank God every single day that I said yes.
Well, look at the amazing things you've done with Ally. I mean, it's something to be very, very proud of, especially on the marketing side. You've done amazing things. And going back to the fact that you said you wanted to be a professional soccer player, you almost made it. You were a collegiate athlete. I heard you didn't miss a minute of any game at Michigan State. I mean, how did that experience alone help you to become the leader you are today? Have you taken any of those experiences playing sports and soccer and doing that?
Absolutely. Well, first, thank you for the kind words on Ally. I have an amazing team and I'm really proud of what we've accomplished at Ally. I think we're one of the best brands, not just in financial services, but in the brand landscape in this country. Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think playing sports my whole entire life was very foundational to who I am and what I'm about. I think it taught me so many things. Obviously, it made me really competitive and want to win. And I want to win for Ally all the time. My boss always jokes, if you cut me open, I bleed plum. And that's definitely the case. It taught me a lot about myself in terms of my leadership skills and having to be ready sometimes for things before you yourself think that you're ready, right? There's nothing like taking the fifth penalty kick in a shootout in soccer as a freshman to win a, you know, to win a championship game. Nothing prepares you for that moment. It's just you have to draw on your intestinal fortitude and get it done. And that same thing happens, as you know, in business all the time. And then I think just the camaraderie of being part of a team. None of us, while there are things that we contribute to individually, particularly marketing is a major team sport. And having to be able to draw on that experience from what I learned throughout my sports career, and particularly at Michigan State, is stuff that I think about every day still in this job.
Well, I can see that you have the competitive advantage over there at Ally because they have you and you've done amazing things. And I think it is that drive that you have to be number one and to handle that pressure that has made you so successful there as a CMO.
I have, I think from sports, I have an insatiable appetite for never settling. And, I think I joke a little bit with my team just as they're getting going on one project. I'm already on the next five projects of, hey, what about this? What about this? And they're like, whoa, can you just chill? Can we like get this one done before we go there? But I think that's that athletic pedigree. And you never shake it. But I also think it's part of what has made our brand great is that in this really complex ecosystem of consumers that have the attention span of a gnat, you have to move at the speed of culture. And as a brand, I think we've done a really great job of moving at the speed of culture and keeping up with the pace of the consumer's demand for content, the consumer's demand for something new, the consumer's demand for the next great experience, the next great thing. And I think that's what the best brands do.
As far as it goes, is your career there, which one are you the most proud of all the things you've done over there at Ally? What is something you're proud of?
I think most recently, our 50-50 pledge to spend equally between men's and women's sports and really becoming a major architect of the movement that is happening in women's sports today. And I'm proud of it on a number of dimensions. One, look, as a former athlete, of course, I have great pride for it. Two, I think it was just the right thing to do in the world, and it helped us show up in the right ways in many regards. But third, it has driven our business in really significant ways. Last year, our brand valuation grew by 32%. It was our biggest jump in 5 years. We're at historic high levels of every single one of our KPIs, awareness, sentiment, likability. We were one of only four banking brands that grew in terms of trust last year, and we grew the fastest. And think about that, Jamie, you had a year where three major bank failures happened. So all of these dimensions really give me a great amount of pride for being ahead of the curve and really kind of seeing around this corner of capitalizing on really what has become, I think, a really unique place for us in the media landscape today.
Yeah, Ally has really made a name for itself. And I think the stuff you guys have done in women's sports is amazing. And I think people now are looking to be part or to put their money with brands that are passionate about the things they are. And
right.
I think Ally does a really great job connecting with its consumers in that way. And that all comes back from you as being the CMO that they're able to do that. You know, here you are so successful. What is some advice that you may give someone that's wanting to advance in their career? Their dream is to be the CMO or to make a difference, right? What would you tell them to do?
What I would tell them to do is something that we talk a lot about at Ally, which is follow the squiggly path. There's no linear path, right to the top. You need to take a lot of left turns and a lot of right turns because you accumulate a lot of different experience throughout that journey. And one of the things that I love to say is embrace the slop. There's all the good stuff happens in the gray. And I often see, particularly with the younger generation, they have this perfectly plotted out plan for themselves. And it's either black or white, and there's no gray. And all the good stuff really happens in that slop. And the best stuff has happened to me in that slop and along that squiggly path. And I firmly believe I never would have been prepared for the job that I'm in today. I never would have been prepared for the things that this job has thrown at me. I never would have been prepared for the things the world has thrown at brands if it wasn't for the accumulation of really interesting and odd experiences that I had along that journey. And so that would definitely be my advice to anybody that wants to actually listen to it.
So you say it one more time, make it through the slop. I want to say it so we get it
embrace,
right.
Embrace the slop.
Make it through, embrace it.
Embrace
it's more than
the
just
slop.
Making it through it. We got to embrace it.
You do.
I'm going to have to take that and put that down. I'm going to write it and put it on my mirror. Embrace the slop.
Well,
and
especially for women. Especially for women, you know, we have a lot of pressures on the home front as moms, as partners, spouses, and then, you know, having full-time careers. And there's a lot of slop in our world, you know. There's a lot of nights where, you know, you forgot that you were having people over that night, and oh no, I didn't think about that, or oh, I forgot to RSVP to a, you know, to a party for this weekend, or oh, I was so focused on something for my kid that I forgot to do this at work. And there's just a lot of that comes into our worlds that's very different for a woman than it is, honestly, for a man. And I think we don't give ourselves a lot of forgiveness and a lot of grace as women, and we demand a lot of perfection for ourselves. And I think that we've got to give ourselves that grace. And that's where that notion of really embracing that slop comes in.
Like I said, I'm going to be putting that on my mirror. I like it. I really do like it. So do you think it's important to have a mentor when it comes to your career?
Yeah, I do. I've had many, many mentors, and I still do. People that are at Ally, people that were part of my family. I have an aunt that just recently passed away that had an amazing career as a superintendent in a big school system here in Michigan. She was an amazing mentor to me. My parents have always been great mentors in terms of looked at them in terms of just how to behave with the right level of integrity, how to put my family first. And then obviously work mentors that have taught me so much about business and have, you know, I didn't know anything about banking, Jamie. To your earlier question, I remember my first meeting when I came to Ally, they were talking about LIBOR. And I'm like, what is LIBOR? I never even heard of LIBOR. I came from a car account in an advertising agency. I was Googling LIBOR. And so having great mentors in the banking and you know, kind of the industry was so helpful to me. So yeah, I'm a big believer of not only having a mentor, but being a mentor as well.
Well, I'm sure you're a great mentor. I can already tell. You're mentoring us all right now here on the podcast, giving us your wisdom and advice. So I'm going to ask you to share a little wisdom here. What is your favorite money tip?
You know, my favorite money tip is going to be counterintuitive, because you're probably going to say, oh, save all this money. I am a big believer that you need to save well so that you can spend well, so that you can live well. And I believe very deeply that money empowers us to do the best things that we want to do in life for the people that we care the most about and who we want to spend the most time with. And never deny yourself the joy of money. You know, we all have to save. We all have to have a plan. We all have to prepare ourselves for retirement. I'm not advocating that every penny you make, you go spend. But don't hold on to it so tightly that you can't experience the joy of money. Reward yourself. Reward the people in your family. Experience that, you know, that joy that comes with being in the moment that sometimes only money can help you get to. And so that's the way I've always lived my life. And it is my biggest money tip for anybody.
I think it's a really good one. At Easter dinner, a person said, he was talking about money, and he says, they said, oh, you're spending all this money and he's doing all this and he's older. And he says, well, you know what? You can't take it with you.
Yep, absolutely.
And so he's like, I'm spending that now and sharing with people now because I can't later.
Right.
You know, and he wants to experience that and do some things he didn't do before. So I think that's a huge thing that people forget sometimes. They get so caught up saving, 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 that they forget to even enjoy life.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that we enjoy life. It doesn't have to be miserable. Money can do a lot of fun things for us.
It can. I'm taking my kids and they're each going to bring a friend and we're going to Greece in a couple of months. I'm 100% Greek. I've never been to Greece. And it's going to be an incredible experience and to experience, you know, going back to the homeland.
I'm thinking the Greek wedding right now. I watched it on
the plane. Yeah, my big fat Greek wedding.
The right. Last one, they went back to Greece.
I keep joking with my kids that I've got a bunch of goats reserved and that's the dowry. I'm going to be trading some some goats for some marriages while we're in Greece.
Yeah.
But, you know, that will be an experience that they'll remember for the rest of their lives and that I'll remember for the rest of my life. And yes, it's going to cost, you know, it's going to cost some money, but I've been saving for it. And it will be an experience that none of us will ever forget. And that's, you know, that's a perfect example of the joy of money.
I have one other big question that I want to ask you. And that is, have you ever been a money champion? Like helped someone when it came to their money or someone helped you that you could share with us?
Definitely. I think I've done that actually for a lot of people. You know, I feel like I really didn't learn how to care for my money in the right way until I got to Ally. I just never really paid a lot of attention to it. Being in the financial services industry made me more cognizant of how to manage it better, how to think about it better, how to invest it better, how to save it in better ways. And I learned a lot about it. And I've helped, obviously, not only just my kids in terms of the importance of, you know, saving, coming out of college, putting money away, but a lot of people in my family that, you know, for instance, my in-laws who, you know, never really made a lot of money, but didn't know what to do with the money that they had. And just sitting down with them and helping them think through it and prepare better for the rest of their lives. And it's something I get a lot of enjoyment out of. It's nice when you can feel like you're making a difference in people's money journeys.
Oh, yeah. It always feels good when you go out and you help someone. That gives you this sense of gratification that you can't get anywhere else.
Absolutely.
When you're serving others. And I'm sure that's why even like being the CMO, you guys have done like tons of charity work on a large scale and you have power to do so much good. That has to feel amazing to be able to go out there and support things that are really passionate for you.
Yeah, definitely. We've had a big strategy around economic mobility and changing the trajectory of people's lives through financial literacy education, through the investments that we're making in sponsorships, through you know, just even our charitable giving. And we established the Ally Foundation a couple of years ago with $30 million. And that endowment has grown over time. And I just look at the way that we have changed people's lives and we've changed the communities where we work and we live. And that's a legacy that you'll leave and will have forever. And it's something that I think really gets at what we call the heart of Ally is probably the, you know, the part of this company that I'm the most proud of.
Well, you should be. You helped build it. You're like the OG over there, right? So you have a lot to be proud of. And I have one other question that I always ask everyone, and you've kind of already answered it, but that is, what does living richer mean to you?
You know, living richer to me is about making people's lives better, having experiences with the people that you love, being generous with your money. I think it's so important, even if it's the little things, a little bit of an extra tip that you leave for a waiter or a waitress, helping somebody achieve a goal that they have. Putting that smile on somebody's face, you know, with just whatever you can do from a monetary standpoint, and then giving people the experiences that maybe they dreamed they'd never have. To me, that's what living richer is all about. My dad always yells at me. He's like, "You are too generous with people. You give people too much of your hard-earned dollars." But honestly, I get so much more joy out of that than the instant gratification of, you know, buying something for yourself, the feeling of how you made somebody feel and knowing that they'll never forget that. That's what living richer to me is all about.
I really like that, Andrea. And I would hope that everybody listening would take that advice and put it into their own lives. Because if more people were out there giving and doing what you're doing, the world would be a lot better place to live in.
It sure would. And thank you.
So thanks again for coming on the show, Andrea. I know you're one of the most busiest ladies, and I have felt very honored to have you here. You're an amazing woman. And I want to thank all of you for coming and listening to the show today. And I want to remind you all to live richer.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Before you go, we'd love for you to subscribe to our show to catch all of our updates. Also, we want to hear from you. What are your burning questions about money and how to live your best life? Reach us at liverichapod@gobankingrates.com.